This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the various ways that God prepares us. Recently, I talked about how God can use struggle and imperfect conditions to stretch us and to prepare us for greater. Then there are other times we may just be going about our daily life wanting more, asking for more, but things just feel ordinary. I have come to learn that it is during those ordinary times when God can also be preparing us for greater. And one example is how God used sheep to prepare David for greater. So as we know, David starts out as a shepherd boy where his primary role is to care for sheep. And some of his ordinary activities are providing food and water for these sheep and making sure they don't go astray and protecting them from external threats. But what was unknown to David was that God was using sheep, of all things, to prepare him to be a warrior-like king and not just a king in name only. And then when I look at my own life, there have been those times when I felt like things were very uneventful and each day seemed like more of the same. What I didn't realize was that God was using what felt ordinary to me to prepare me for the extraordinary. And so I've come to understand that when we turn our lives over to God, the key is to then trust his plans for us. And the words that I will use to inspire me are, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, God can use the ordinary to prepare you for the extraordinary.